Ever get that feeling you're throwing spaghetti at the wall when it comes to marketing? Like, you're doing it all. Social media, ads, blog posts.
Yeah.
But how do you know what's actually making people buy? That's what we're diving into today.
Cool.
We've got a fascinating case study about a company that cracked the code on their online advertising.
Right. That's interesting.
So they're a B2B company, right? And they're doing all the right things online. But they have this nagging question.
Yeah, I bet. Which is?
Which of their campaigns are actually leading to sales?
Ah, the age-old questions. Like, you can lead a horse to water, but how do you know if they actually drank from the well you pointed them to?
Exactly. That's where customer journey mapping comes in. They wanted to see the whole path, not just the last click before a purchase.
Right, right. It's not always about the last click. Think about it. Someone might see your billboard, then a week later they Google you, and then maybe a month later, they finally buy something.
And you'd never be able to connect those dots.
Exactly. And that's what they wanted to figure out. Like, how many people are taking the scenic road versus the express lane?
So how did they actually do it? I mean, did they hire like a digital detective or something?
Well, kinda. They used some pretty clever tools to track everything, like which online ads people clicked, what pages they visited on their website, did they download anything, stuff like that.
So like a digital breadcrumb trail.
Yeah. They could literally see the paths people were taking online.
Okay, so they have this map of all these digital trails. What did they find? Was there like a magic formula?
Well, not exactly a magic formula. But they did discover that certain paths were way more common than others. For example, they found that people who read their blog posts were more likely to become customers.
Really? So content marketing is king, huh?
It's definitely a contender. But here's a kicker. They also figured out which campaigns were the most cost-effective. Like, they were spending a lot of money on one type of ad, but it turns out those leads rarely converted.
Ouch. That's gotta hurt. But also, good to know, right?
Exactly. And the best part is, they only needed to shift like 10% of their budget to those high-performing campaigns. And guess what?
What?
Their leads jumped by 6% just from understanding those customer journeys.
That's impressive. But this is a B2B company. Does this kind of thing work for everyone?
Absolutely. It's about understanding the steps people take to say yes. And that's relevant whether you're selling software, shoes, or even yourself in a job interview.
I like that. Figuring out those touch points, those key moments that move people towards that final decision.
Exactly.
So it's not just about the what, it's about the how. How are people getting to that aha moment?
Yeah. And I think that's something we can all relate to, right?
Totally. It's like, if companies can map our digital steps with this much detail, does that mean our decisions are more predictable than we think? Something to think about.